There was once a big tzaddik, Moshe Leib of Sasov. Sasov is the name of the town. His name was Moshe Leib. He was a big tzaddik. He was a Talmid of Reb Shmilka of Nikolsburg. Remember the story of Reb Shmilka of Nikolsburg, the Rav who got lost in the forest? And he thought that the day, you know, he thought that Erev Shabbos was Shabbos. And he was the one who said, it's Shabbos. And everybody else said, no, it's Friday. He said, no, it's Shabbos. And Reb Shmilka of Nikolsburg came and did a smart chokhmah to be able to get him back to the real Shabbos. Remember that? Okay, anyway, Reb Moshe Leib of Sasov was a student of Reb Shmilka of Nikolsburg. And then later on, he became a big tzaddik himself, and he had his own talmidim. Reb Moshe Leib of Sasov was once traveling with his talmidim, and they came to the town of Brod. And they stayed in Brod. And the people of Brod found out that the great tzaddik, Reb Moshe Leib, is staying there, and they went to him for brachas. And a lady, a very, very wealthy, fine Yiddish lady, also came to Reb Moshe Leib in Brod because her daughter was very, very sick and the doctors had given up hope. And when she heard that Reb Moshe Leib was in town, she went straight to the tzaddik for his bracha. Now the minhag was, and still is, that when you go to a tzaddik for such a bracha, you give money to the tzaddik. And, you know, it's a schus to give money to a tzaddik, that he should use it for whatever he wants. But and a tzaddik like Reb Moshe Leib, he used to give the money to poor people. He took the money from the people that gave it to him, and he would give it out for tzedakah. And that itself was a schus for the person who gave the money to the tzaddik. Now, this woman came to Reb Moshe Leib, and she cried, please give my daughter a bracha for a fur shlema. She's so sick. Please, Rebbe, she said. And she put down on the table a bag of golden coins, a lot of money. Now, she was a very wealthy lady. And she happily put down so much money for Reb Moshe Leib. Now, all of a sudden, Reb Moshe Leib said to the woman, He said, I don't want this money, but I would like something else that I know that you have in your home. I know that you have in your home a beautiful, special silver menorah. That's what I want, not the money, but the silver menorah in your home. Now the woman was all of a sudden surprised that he would not want the gold coins, but he wants the silver menorah, and he knew exactly of the exact silver menorah that she had in her house, and she had such a menorah in her house. Now, the Talmidim that were also there, when they found out about this, either they were in the room then, or they found out right afterwards, it was a very big surprise. Why would the Rebbe not accept the money from the woman? And there's a menorah in her house, and he asked for the menorah. First of all, he never asked for anything from a person. And second of all, the menorah that Reb Moshe Leib used, he had his own menorah, that he got from his Rebbe, Reb Shmilka of Nikolsburg. Reb Shmilka's own menorah came to Reb Moshe Leib, and Reb Moshe Leib lit his Rebbe's menorah. This is after his Rebbe passed away. Now you can imagine how special his Rebbe, Reb Shmilka of Nikolsburg's menorah was, Reb Moshe Leib, and now he's asking this woman for her menorah? When she comes to ask a bracha for her sick child, and she's sad enough, and she's suffering enough about that, and all of a sudden now he asks for her menorah. And also she's surprised, because she says, that menorah is a menorah that was given from my grandfather to my parents, and my parents gave it to me. It's a family special thing. It's called an heirloom. It's given from generation to generation. It's passed down from parents to children. You know, certain things you might have in your house are very old things that came from a long time ago from your bubbies and zadies and their bubbies and zadies. This is a special thing that's worth more than any kind of money. And this woman had such a menorah that was a special family thing. And now Reb Moshe Leib is asking for that menorah. Okay. Now, all the lady knew at this point was that Reb Moshe Leib wants that menorah. And she said, if that's what you want to daven for my daughter, that she should have Refuah Shleima, I will give it to you. I'll go home right now. And Reb Moshe Leib said to the lady, wait a minute. I don't want you just to give me that menorah, but I want you to give it happily, without any doubts of why I'm taking it, and you shouldn't be at all upset about it, even deep down inside. You should give it completely with a full heart. And then I will daven for your daughter for a Refuah Shleima. And the woman said, okay, I'm going right now home and I will give you the menorah. Please daven for my daughter. And she went home and she got the menorah. And she brought it back and she gave it to Reb Moshe Leib. And of course everybody wondered, what is going on? And he took it. And she left. And of course her daughter had a Refuah Shleima. But still, the question was, you know, what went on over here? What happened? Now, later on, when it became Hanukkah, so Reb Moshe Leib set up the menorah that he received from Reb Shmuel of Nicholsburg, like he did every year. And it was the first night of Hanukkah, and they set up the menorah for Reb Moshe Leib to light, and it was all ready. And right before he lit the menorah, all of a sudden he called up Rabbi Chiel Tzairif. One of his chassidim was named Rabbi Chiel Tzairif. And he said, Rabbi Chiel, please come here. I would like you to stand next to me when I bench the menorah. Okay, now, he was benching his Rabbi's menorah. He called Rabbi Chiel. Rabbi Chiel was very surprised that he all of a sudden has the schus to stand next to his Rebbe, Reb Moshe Leib, while he's benching the menorah. And Reb Moshe Leib benched the menorah. And later on, he said to Rabbi Chiel, Reb Moshe Leib called Rabbi Chiel into his room. And he said to Rabbi Chiel, I want to tell you a story about your Zaidi, about your grandfather. But you have his name. His name was also Yechiel. And he said like this, your grandfather was very, very poor. He was so poor, he hardly had enough money for himself and for his family, for food, even for bread. That's how poor he was. And then it came time to marry off his daughter. Now it seems like this would be Rabbi Chiel's mother, because it's the daughter of his grandfather. Unless he had a few daughters, but it seems like this is Rabbi Chiel's mother. It came time for your grandfather, your Zaidi, to make a chasana for his daughter. But the problem is, a chasana is very expensive. To pay for the chasana, and to pay for the food, and to pay for all the things that the chasana and kala need to start their own life and live in their own place. There's so many expenses. And your Zaidi didn't have money, so he went around trying to borrow money. Now, everyone knew that he's so poor, if he doesn't have enough money for bread, how will he pay back money? Especially a big loan. How will he pay it back? And everywhere he went trying to borrow money, the people said, I'm sorry, I can't lend you the money because you won't be able to pay me back. And he went from place to place, from person to person, trying to borrow money, and nobody would lend him enough money to make a chasana. Nobody would lend him money at all because they knew he couldn't pay back. Until one time, your Zaidi heard about a certain very, very wealthy man. And this wealthy man gave a lot of tzedakah for Hachnasas Kala, to help a chasan and kala get married if they didn't have enough money. And so your Zaidi went to this very wealthy man And he asked him, please, could I borrow money to marry my daughter, to marry off my daughter? Now, also the problem was, his daughter was old enough to get married, but he couldn't find her a shidduch. Because he was so poor, nobody wanted to make a shidduch with him because he wouldn't be able to pay for the chasana, and he wouldn't be able to give money for the chasana and kala. Because the minhag was, and still is, basically, that the kala's family pays for the chasana. The kala makes the chasana. Now, who wanted to make a shidduch with a man who couldn't make a chasana? And that was a problem. His daughter would cry. She wanted to get married. And he couldn't find anybody that would want to become a chasen to this to his daughter. And no family wanted to make a shidduch with him. He was in a real tough situation, a real pickle. And he went around trying to borrow money. He couldn't borrow money. Finally, he came to this very rich man. And he tells the rich man his name. And he says he would like to borrow money. And all of a sudden, the rich man says, oh, I've heard of your family name. Wait a minute. Don't you own a special silver menorah? Now, the rich man knew of this, of Rabbi Chiel Zaidi, and he says, don't you own a special silver menorah? And your Zaidi, Rabbi Chiel, said, yes, I do. And the rich man says, isn't that a silver menorah that you made out of the special coins? And he says, yes, it is. Now, let me explain this menorah that the rich man is talking about. The Zaidi Rabbi Chiel was a chassid of Reb Zusha of Anapoili. Remember the two famous brothers, Reb Zusha and Reb Elimelech? Zusha and Elimelech? Reb Zusha was a chavra of the Alter Rebbe, great, great tzaddikim. Every Hanukkah, Reb Zusha used to give silver coins to his chassidim. And of course, when they got a silver coin from their Rebbe, they treasured it. It was a very special thing. Like, we got dollars from the Rebbe. Here they got silver coins from their Rebbe. Reb Yechiel would keep the silver coins, and year after year, he would get a silver coin, until he had a lot of silver coins. And he decided he wants to do something very special with his silver coins. And he went to a special man that does this kind of a thing, that makes jewelry. And he gave the man the silver coins, and the man melted it down in a hot fire, and he made a beautiful menorah out of the silver coins of his Rebbe. A beautiful silver menorah, made out of the silver coins that he used to get from Reb Zusha every Hanukkah. And Rabbi Chiel, the Zaidi Rabbi Chiel, used to light this menorah every Hanukkah, and it used to be, by him, of course, the most special thing in the world to use this menorah. Now, the rich man, who he went to now to try to borrow money, that he should find a shidduch for his daughter and make her chasana, the rich man says, aren't you the one that owns the special silver menorah? He says, yes. The rich man says, if you give me that silver menorah, I will give you 10,000 golden dollars. And Kinalach, even though 10,000 golden dollars is so much, and he can make a chasana for his daughter, and he can make her find her a nice shidduch, and he could set her up in a nice home, do you think the Zaidi Rabbi Chiel wants to give that menorah away for anything in the world? It's worth more than any money, because this is made from the silver coins of his Rebbe, Reb Zusha, that he used to get every Hanukkah. It's a ruchniyistika thing by him. And he says, I could never give away that menorah for any money in the world. How could I do it? So the rich man said, I'm sorry, I can't lend you the money. And the Zaidi Rebbe Chiel felt so bad, and he decided to go away. And he went around from town to town trying to borrow money from other people, and nobody would give him. Until finally, when he came home to his daughter and she was crying every day, she was so sad. Ta, ta, I don't have a shidduch. Oh, I won't get married. I won't have a chasana. Nobody wants to marry me. We don't have enough money. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh, the other girls are getting married. My friends are already married. They even have babies, and I'm still not married. Oh, we don't have enough money to make me a shidduch and a chasana. And the Zaidi Rebbe Yechiel couldn't stand watching his daughter cry. So finally one day he decided he's going to go back to the rich man, and he took the silver menorah, and he gave the rich man the silver menorah, and the rich man gave him the money, and he was able to make a shidduch for his daughter and make the chasana. But of course, he had a lot of sadness that he had to give away his special menorah. Now, this is what happened. Right now, Reb Moshe Leib is continuing telling the Einikol, the grandchild, Reb Chiel, who has the same name as the Zaidi, this whole story. And he says, the rich man passed away. And after the person passes away, their neshama goes to a judgment, to a Beis Din Shalmaila. And they judge him to see what's going to happen to him and where he's going to go and what is his reward and Chas Hashem, what is his punishment. And when he stood in the Beis Din Shalmaila, they called out, all the malachim that saw the rich man do mitzvahs, come and tell of what you saw. And thousands of malachim came, and they said, the rich man did so many mitzvahs, he gave to poor people, and he gave to poor chasanim and poor kalas, and he made chasanas for poor people, and he helped yeshivas, and he helped all kinds of people, and did all kinds of things with his money. He was a rich man who gave a lot of tzedakah, and therefore he should get a big reward in Gan Eden. And all these malachim were speaking and telling all the mitzvahs they saw. And now they called out in the Beis Din Shalmaila, did anybody see anything wrong that the rich man did, that he shouldn't get his reward in Gan Eden? And all of a sudden, a huge, big, gigantic malach came. And he stood right in front of all the other thousands of malachim. And he was so big, he blocked them. And you couldn't even hear them anymore. And the big malach spoke and he says, the rich man did a terrible, terrible, not nice thing. And he should not get any reward. In fact, he should be punished. And it was quiet, the Beis Din Shalmaila. This rich man took away a special silver menorah from a man, a poor man named Reb Yechiel. And instead of just lending him the money for his poor daughter to get married, as she was crying, she didn't even have a shidduch, instead of just lending the money for the mitzvah, he wanted the menorah that belonged to the poor man, Reb Yechiel. And the menorah was made from the special coins, the silver coins of Reb Yechiel's Rebbe, Reb Zusha. And the rich man, even though he knew it was a special menorah, something that was very special to Reb Yechiel, he wanted it for himself. He went against Loi Sachmoid. If you see something that somebody else has, if you want something like it, then you work for it, fine. But if you want his thing, you say, the thing that belongs to that person, I don't want that person to have it, I want it for myself. That's an Aveda called Loi Sachmoid. It's against the Aseres HaDibrois. You're going against the Ten Commandments that you want to take away something that belongs to somebody else. And the rich man took the menorah. And Reb Yechiel felt very bad and very sad. And even though he gave the money, still he gave the money, but he took away the menorah. He did a mitzvah, but it was mixed together with an aveda. And therefore, it's against the Torah. And he should not get a reward. He should even get punished. And he was so big, this malach, he couldn't even see the other malachim. And now, they had to consider the judgment of the one side and of the other side. And this is what they decided in the Beis Din Shalmaila, that because Reb Yechiel did so many mitzvahs, he shouldn't get punished. But because he did that one big, gigantic thing that was just not right, he should not get his reward. The reward that would be waiting, Gan Eden, the door would close to him. He will not get his reward. He will not get punished, and he will not get a reward. He's nishtahen and nishtaher. He's not in the punishing place, and he's not in the reward place. He's stuck. This was the judgment. Now remember, Reb Moshe Leib is telling the grandson, Reb Yechiel Tzeref, this whole maisa in his room. And Reb Moshe Leib says, you see the silver menorah on my table here? You see that beautiful menorah? And Reb Yechiel says, yes. He says, that is the menorah that belonged your Zaydi, the Zaydi Rabbi Chil. And this is the menorah that I took away from the wealthy woman in Brod, because she was a daughter of that rich man. And that menorah was in her family. She did not know the whole story of how her father got the menorah. All she knew was that was a menorah that belonged to her family. And when she came to me, and she walked into my room, and she told me about her sick daughter, all of a sudden, I was able to find out, Hashem let me know about what was happening with her own father, who had taken away the menorah from your grandfather, that he was stuck without a reward, and even without a punishment, and he had nowhere to go, he was stuck. Stuck in the Himmel. So not only I decided to help the woman's sick daughter, but I wanted to help her father also. I wanted to help her father to be able to get his reward. And I said to myself, how can I put it right? And I saw that if I would get back that menorah away from his family and give it back to your family, because it was your Zaydi's menorah, not only it would be a bracha for the sick daughter, and Hashem would help her, but he would also help the woman's father to be able to get his reward in Gan Eden. So I asked the woman to give me the menorah with a whole happy heart. She gave me the menorah. When she gave me the menorah, that big, huge malach all of a sudden started to shrink down smaller and smaller and smaller until he was so tiny that you couldn't even see him, and then he just went away, and all that were left were all the thousands of good malachim to speak good about the woman's father, and the gates to Gan Eden opened, and he went in, and he got his big reward for all the mitzvahs that he did. And now I'm returning to you the menorah that belonged to your Zaydi Rabbi Chiel. It should belong to your family. And he gave him the special menorah made from the silver coins. And that's the maaseh. There were once two Hasidim talking. Now, different kinds of chassidim, or yidden bechlal, have different ways of doing things. Different minhagim. Now, the minhag of certain chassidim was to daven very fast. I don't mean daven chas v'shalom and not nicely, or skip words chas v'shalom, or make the davening that it shouldn't be nice for Hashem. They say every word, and they daven with kavana, but they daven so fast. They mamish zoom through the davening. This is a minhag by certain chassidim to daven very, very fast. Now, other chassidim, and this one was a Lubavitcher chassid, the other one. So especially in that time, it was more the minhag of Chabad to daven slow, especially on Shabbos. Daven slow, daven with kavane, don't run through the davening. Chassidim even sometimes stop and sing a nigun, and they think about some chassidus during the davening, and they say each word with kavana. This is called davening by ariches. So that's the meaning of Chabad, more to daven by ariches, and these other chassidim daven very, very fast. So the two chassidim were talking about the davening. So each chassid asked the other one, why do you daven the way you daven? And each one answered the other one. So first the Chabad chassid asked the other one, he says, why do you daven so fast? Why is it the meaning of your shul to daven so racing, zooming fast? So the chassid said like this. He says, I'll give you a mashal. It's like a train. A train is going, and robbers are chasing after the train. They want to come on the train. So what happens? The engineer who's driving the train, he tries to race the train as fast as possible to get away from the robbers. So the robbers are chasing after the train. They want to climb on the train, and they want to get in, and they want to chas v'shalom rob everybody. And so the engineer sees that the robbers are coming, and he makes the train go zooming fast down the tracks so the robbers can't even get on the train. So that's why we daven so fast. It's a mashal. The train is the person. The robbers are the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah comes to a person and tries, of course, to rob him, take away his koiches, take away his thinking from away from Hashem, or his speaking should be away from Hashem, or his doing from Hashem. He tries to rob him and take away the Kedusha by a person, especially during davening. And so they daven so fast, the Yetzirah shouldn't even have get a chance to ruin their davening. Okay, that was the first chassid. And now, the chassid who daven very fast asked the Chabad chassid, so why do you daven so slow? What could he answer, actually? Because this is a very good idea. Why they daven fast, so why do you daven slow? Ah, the chassid said, what if the robbers are already on the train? What if the robbers, there's a train, it's going, and there's robbers on the train, and now you have to get rid of the robbers. So it takes a long time. Not so easy. If they didn't get on the train yet, and you're just trying to run away from them, so you just make it go very fast, you can get away from the robbers. But what if the robbers, mom is sitting on the train in different places, they're in the train already, and now you realize there's robbers, and you have to now get them off the train? So now it's a big job. It takes a long time to catch the robbers and to get them off the train, and now you have to get the robbers off the train. It takes a long time, so that's why it takes a long time to daven.